Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. Listen after the podcast for more information about TPC DeQuincy.
Good to see you, Brother and Sister Heyman. Good to see you, Sister Hennigan. Good to see everybody. Good to be here. Most of all, I'm glad God's here. Come on, nudge somebody and say, you're about to get a miracle. Come on, look at him and say, in the next few moments. Anybody believe that by any chance? Anybody really believe? Folks, it's in atmospheres like this. Not too long ago, I seen a tumor with my own eyes disappear. I heard two women had their ears unstopped for the first time as they heard. You better hear this, preacher. God is doing some fabulous things in this last day to prove to the devil in this world that God ain't finished yet. I gotta tell you something. God ain't finished with DeQuincy. God ain't finished with this parish. Come on, somebody shout, he's not finished. Acts chapter 3, verse 6. Very familiar. Come on, somebody shout, he's about to preach to me. Then Peter said, here we go. Most of us know all about this. Silver and gold have I none. Hello? Ever been there? But such as I have, I give thee, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise. Everybody say, rise up and walk. You see, you can't walk till you rise up.
Oh, come on now.
You can't take a step until you rise up. Rise up in your faith. Rise up in your belief that God can do all things but fail. I'm bringing you a simple message here tonight. God's looking for somebody to say, I'm about to get up out of my mess and I'm about to rise up in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody shout, I'm about to rise up. And he took him by the hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood. You know, Brother Neil, I've never seen anybody get the Holy Ghost yet that just kind of stretch and says, okay, we going to Fosto's or Dairy Queen? You hear me? I've danced with them. You know, over the years, after 30-something years, or right at 30 years, I've learned when somebody gets the Holy Ghost to back away from them because there's no telling what they're going to do. My Lord, they may hurt you. I've had them pick me up and dance all over the front of the building. I've had them slap me. I have them do all kinds of things. But let me tell you something. When God fills you with the Holy Ghost, something happens in you, and you're going to get excited, and there's going to be a joy that's unspeakable. Leaping up, stood and walked. Everybody say, and walked. And entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Some of you are about to walk out of here tonight, leaping and praising God. How long has it been since you walked into the presence of God, leaping and praising God? Some of you are about to have something happen to you tonight, and you're going to say, it's been a while since I've leaped for God. It's been a while since I shouted. But somebody's about to catch it tonight. You're about to walk out of here shouting and worshiping and magnifying your God. Oh, somebody shout hallelujah. Come on, nudge somebody before you're seated and say, I'm about to get mine. Come on, look at them and say, I'm about to get mine. Clap your hands as you are seated tonight. Come on now. Peter said, I don't have a nickel in my name. But what I do have, I give you. Listen to what I'm going to tell you. God doesn't need money. He doesn't need talent. He doesn't need education to perform a miracle. He just wants somebody to understand that it's all about him. In other words, you can't buy your way to a miracle, but the moment you step up in faith and declare, it's not about me, but it's all about him. We can declare a miracle in our lives
tonight in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I'm going to walk away with my healing. I'm going to walk away with my deliverance. I'm going to walk away with my financial breakthrough. I'm going to walk away with my miracle.
The Bible says he grabbed him by the hand and pulled him up. Everybody say, pulled him up. Let me tell you, someone needs to let the God Almighty pull you up out of your situation. And when he does, you'll do what this man did. For in that instant, his feet gained strength. Friend, his ankle bones became firm. He jumped to his feet and he began to walk. Everybody there saw him walking. All night, I could just see him. What in the world is going on here? Can I tell you something? When God gives you a miracle, everybody's going to know it. Come on here. How many God has ever given you a miracle? Wave your hand. What did you do? Did you just say it's about time? No, sir. There was something that rose up in you and you couldn't help yourself. You had to shout. You had to magnify God because he's the only one that did it. Come on, somebody shout, God's about to do it.
I don't know what you've been waiting for here tonight, but I couldn't wait to get here tonight. You hear me? Or what your need is. But one thing I know is true. God knows how to lift you up out of that circumstance. God knows how to lift you up out of that situation. But when you understand, it's up to you to do it. It's up to you. Say, Lord, I'm tired of laying on this sick bed. I'm tired of laying in this problem. But in the name of Jesus Christ, tonight, I'm going to hear that preacher, and I'm going to take God by the hand, and I'm going to get up no matter what the devil says, no matter what this crowd says, I'm going to get up and I'm going to get my miracle. Come on, somebody shout tonight. God knows how to lift you up, honey, so you can walk out here shouting and praising God. Folks, I think it's time that we declare in this place. Pastor already set it up. There is a presence of God here tonight. There's a God wanting to show up in your life tonight. He's wanting to help you just walk out of here worshiping and shouting and praising God. I remember years ago when I preached here, we had an incredible revival. People left and right were getting the Holy Ghost. And I said, God, you're going to show up in a greater way than you did back then. But God, I promise you folks, I see a building packed to capacity. I see people coming from all walks of life wanting what you have. But honey, you got to understand, it's all about him. And the more we praise him, and the more we shout unto God with the victory. Come on, somebody shout, get up, start walking. It's in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout, in the name of Jesus. Devils tremble at that name. Even in your situation, it's Jesus. In your circumstance, it's Jesus. In your problem, it's Jesus. Even in your chaos, all you need is Jesus. Come on, somebody shout, Jesus. It's time to rise up. Hear me tonight. You can't walk till you rise up. The lame man in the Bible was lame from his mother's womb. Yet he immediately rose up and walked. All it took, Pastor, was one step. And then just that quick it happened. Can I tell you, I believe we're about to see somebody take God by the hand in just a few minutes. Are you ready for this? I come to you tonight full of faith that God's about to bust loose in your life, that God's about to do the incredible. So when you walk out of here, it doesn't matter where you go. It doesn't matter who comes in. Somebody's going to know. I don't know what got into them. I don't know what happened to them. But whatever it is, I want it. I want all of the quenching to see a side of God like they never seen before. I want them to see miracles. I want them to see signs and wonders. And it's going to come out of you because you're going to shout and you're going to magnify God and it's going to show. Come on, look at somebody and say, it starts tonight. Come on, say it again. It starts tonight. Someone needs to declare what the Bible. Peter took him by the hand. Everybody say, took him by the hand. You listen to what I'm about to tell you. Only run with people that can help lift you up. Come on now. You run with people negative, you're going to be negative. You run with doubters, you're going to doubt. You run with complainers, you're going to complain. Honey, I'm here to tell you, I'm only interested in running with people that's there to help me get back up when I fall. I'm only interested in running with people that's got my back. I'm only interested in going to a church that says, Jeff Ferris, I'm for you. Jeff Ferris, I got your back. Anybody glad you're part of the Pentecostal Church of De Quincy? I believe this pastor and his wife, this church has got your back. You got something to shout about. You got something to magnify God about. Come on, somebody clap your hands and give the Lord a shout of praise. Come on, look at somebody and say, you're coming out, man. Come on, look at him and say, you're coming out. The Bible said he stood up and leaped. Everybody say he leaped. Sometimes, honey, you just got to get up and leap. Well, that's not my style. Well, maybe you need to make it your style. Do you hear me? At our church in POA, my dad, of course, a lot of y'all know my dad. There's only one Edgar Ferris. He's 87, getting ready to be 88, and I can't hang with him to this day. You go to PLOA, he's jumping up and down. He's high-fiving mom, and they're taking off. Because you know why? Because God's been good to him. God has given a miracle. Let me tell you something. Dad said, I may be old, but I ain't old yet. I'm going to worship my God for not only what he's brought me through, but what he's about to do. Come on, I don't know what you need tonight, but I challenge you in your spirit, in your faith, to declare, I'm about to go off in this place. I'm about to shout. I'm about to claim my miracle in the name of Jesus. My dad told me here a while back, he had some people sitting behind him. Come up to my dad afterward, he said, boy, y'all just like popcorn. Dad looked at him and said, you ain't seen nothing yet. Well, that's all y'all want to do is jump up and down. Turned 88 in July. And honey, he's just as wiry as ever. I seen him here a while back. Dad took off running. Here went mom. I just hope that when I get their age, I'm able to do that. But you know, they put something inside of old Jeff since I was a kid. You can't. You hear me? You can't beat living for God. You can't beat calling on God. I know some of y'all been through it this past month, this past. Maybe you're facing a tragedy, but something brought me here today to tell you, you're about to have a walk-off. It's two outs. I couldn't wait to get here to tell you, God's about to bring you a miracle. God just waiting on you to say, I got this. I'm about to see God do something awesome in my life. I'm about God to see the incredible. So guess what? I'm not going to sit here, but I'm going to throw my hands in the air, and I'm going to begin to thank him for it. I begin to praise him for it, for what he's about to do. Come on, somebody give God a shout. If God's ever healed you, you ought to shout. If God's ever delivered you from something, you ought to shout. If God has ever led you out of something, you ought to shout. Let the devil know whose side you're on. Come on now. I said, let the devil know whose side you're on. I'm not sitting in the midst of my dilemma anymore. That's what we have to say. But I'm walking and praising God for my victory tonight. Sometimes you just have to shout and dance and praise God before the fact. But preacher, what about my dilemma? God knows how to take care of the chaos that's in your life. And God knows how to turn it into a miracle. Friend, let me tell you something. We all go through tough times. I've been there and done that. But in them moments, we need to understand God's just setting us up for a miracle. Friend, it's like wine. What happens to grapes before you get wine? There's a crushing. Everybody say there's a crushing. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't like to be crushed. But can I tell you something? It's been a long time coming. But God's making some awesome wine in old Jeff. He's putting a new wine in me, honey. So crush me if you want to. I'm not going to worry about the crushing, because one day I'm going to realize that God has made something awesome out of me. I'm going to stand up and praise Him. God, I can handle the crushing. I can handle the torment of this world. I can handle what this world brings my way, because I know in the end I'm going to win. You people that's been bound by things, you people that's had a difficult time, get your head up, honey. God's brought you here not to let you down, but to help you. Come on, somebody shout, I matter to God. Come on, shout, I've got value. Anybody got a dollar bill, 20, 100? Somebody? Thank God for the oneness. Too slow, son. Now, let me ask you something. A lot of y'all seen this. Great illustration. Does this have value? Come on now. Does this have value? You guys, you hearing me, son? Oh, you guys. This has value, don't it? Now, son, let me ask you a question now. Hold on. What happens if I wad it up? Stand up, son. Now, don't get carried away. Stomp on that a few times for me. Okay, okay. Now pick that up. I'm too old to bend down. Yeah, you can sit down. Now let me ask you something. Does that still have value? It does, don't it, son? Okay. You know why? Because it's backed by the Federal Reserve. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Hey, has anybody ever took a tore dollar bill and taped it together and took it in? Who have I ever done that? Come on now. Hello? Doesn't matter. I'm sorry. I had a guy give me a $100 bill one day. Boy, I was thrilled with that when I tore that. But does it still have value? Huh, son? Look, now, come on now, brother. Are you sure that has value? But it's tore. But it's all wrinkled up. You know what I'm talking about right there, don't you, sis? Come on now. I've taken them in just like that. Not even taped. They didn't question me. They said, hey, wait a minute. What's going on here? Because it still has value. You may have walked in here tonight torn, wrinkled, crushed, but you still have value. Put that on your mirror in your bathroom. You still have value. See, this world will look at you and say you don't have value. I beg to differ. You're still a child of God. God still loves you. You wasn't made to be a failure. God made you for success. I'm sick and tired, Pastor, of the world telling us that we can't be successful when I know we can be. Come on, we know the world we live in. Everybody's shaming this person. Everybody's shaming this person on Facebook, Twitter. I don't know all them things, but you know what I'm talking about? Oh, did you see so-and-so the other day? You still have value. Come on, look at the person next to you and say, hey, man, you've got value. And guess what? Can I tell you something? The only one that really counts is Jesus Christ. Preacher, I made a mess of my life. Well, who hasn't? Come on, maybe you haven't got it all worked out yet, but who hasn't? But God brought me here tonight to tell you, God's about to come your way, and He's about to take you by the hand just the way you are, in your broken state, in your state of confusion, in your state. He's about to tell you, I don't need to use silver or gold, but what I'm going to give you is going to change your life forever, that you're going to walk out of here dancing. You're going to walk out of here shouting, knowing that God is real. Come on, does somebody say God is real? You hear what I'm about to tell you. When God made you, He didn't say oops. Honey, when God made you, He didn't say, oh, Gabriel, what was I thinking? That's pitiful, man.
Anybody home? You see that person sitting next to you? They're an apple of God's eye. You know, Jesus Christ said, you can fool with me all you want to. You can hang me on a cross. You can beat me. You can crucify me. But you can understand why I'm doing it. Why I'm doing it. I'm doing it for a people. It's not even here yet. I'm doing it for one of my kids. I'm doing it for one of my children. You see what's going on? God would rather give up his own son than give up on you, because that's the kind of God we serve. You know, that ain't enough to praise God about. That ain't enough to shout about. If that ain't enough to say, I'm about to have a walk off. I'm about to go to stepping out. I'm about to start walking. I'm about to get going to my miracle. God died for me so I can get up and I can rise up off the thing that's been an emblem of my despair, and I'm about to walk out of here changed. Because I have value. But preacher, if you say, come on, man, get over yourself. Come on now. I feel like I'm at home. Get over yourself. Hey, I'm no better than you are. Oh, preacher, no. Because when it gets right down to it, we're children of God. And he loves us. He'll do anything for you. Honey, I got a 5-year-old granddaughter getting ready to turn 6. She don't call me grandpa, peepaw, pawpaw. She calls me puffy. Rock and roll, baby. Puffy. Wonder where she got that from. I don't know, some of y'all look and say, boy, look like somebody put a pump on you. I don't think it's funny what you laughing for. Hey, she calls old Jeff Puffy. Every time I go to Target, it's $100. All because of her. But honey, when she says Puffy, I want a LOL doll. Which one you want, baby girl? Come on, grandparents, you know what I'm talking about? I help my son and his wife. I go over there and help them in the yards. I do all kinds of stuff for them. And I tell them every time, I said, this ain't for you, so don't you ever think that. This is for these kids. If you didn't have kids, I wouldn't fool with you. Christopher said, you got to be kidding me. I said, no. It's all about them kids. Can I tell you? That's the way God feels about you. It's all about you. It's about God doing something awesome in your life. Honey, you can sit there and tonight if you want to, but I'm here to tell you tonight, God's here to help you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, somebody shout, God's here to help you. Come on, get over yourself. I know you've been through it. I know you've had some tough times, but God said, you're still my child. I still love you. I still want to perform miracles in your life. Everybody's important. Everybody say, everybody's important. I was at a church here a while back. A young man was standing in the back corner, just back there. Pastor just trembling, just shaking. I could tell by looking at him, he was just strung out on crack, just messed up. This precious sister was standing right there. I'm just going to get real, okay? Most of y'all know me. That's the only way I know how to operate. I made the mistake of asking her, who's that boy standing in that back corner? This is what she said. Oh, Brother Ferris, that's so-and-so. He's been out of church a million times. And something crawled on me. And I looked at that precious saint of God with fire in my eyes. I wish I would have had a taser. I would have lit her up right there. And I'd have counted to 20 slow. Because you know why?
I looked at her as nice as I could, and I said, it doesn't matter. What matters is he's back for the 101st time. What matters, he's back that one more time. What matters is he's still a child of God. He's just waiting on him to say, hey, I'm going to start walking. I'm getting up off this bed of drugs. I'm getting up off this situation, and I'm, oh, God, oh, God. I went back there and got him. I said, come on, son. Let's go get the Holy Ghost. He walked down there, put his hands there, and God filled him with it. Stand to your feet. Come on, nudge somebody. Say, make me. Come on, just look at them. Say, make room for me. Say, excuse me, I'm about to start walking. Can I tell some of y'all? God's willing to step around old Jeff tonight and get to you. I wish you could come up here and jump in me right now. Honey, you jump out of me and make a lap around to Quincy. That's how much presence of God is in this place. Some of you are only a few short steps away from your miracle. Do you believe that? I've seen people that's been paralyzed in wheelchairs from car wrecks, from the waist down, been bound to that thing for 20-something years in Virginia Beach. And I seen them roll up there, but I seen them get up out of that chair and shout and roll that chair back down the aisles themselves. And if God can do it for them, don't you believe that God can do it for you? I'm here today. I'm standing on the promises of God that are yea and amen. God's here wanting to give somebody a miracle. Clap your hands unto him. Come on, who's ready for a miracle? Throw your hand in the air. Come on, who's ready for the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Look at the hands. Come on, throw that hand in there. You want it? You know what it is? Happiness, peace, and joy. Isn't that what you want? The Holy Ghost will give you power. The Holy Ghost will deliver you. The Holy Ghost will set you free. The Holy Ghost will make a new person out of you. Come on, come on, nudge somebody and say, I'm about to get mine. You people that want the Holy Ghost, you need deliverance, healing, get on the side. You people need the Holy Ghost, you get out in front of this pulpit. We're going to pray the prayer of faith on you, and you're going to get it. You're going to get it.
We pray that today's message has blessed you. For more about TPC DeQuincy, go to our website, tpcdq.church. Please join us Wednesday night at 7 p.m., Sunday morning at 10 a.m., Sunday night at 6 p.m. TPC is located at 301 West 4th Street in DeQuincy. TPC, loving God and loving people.